This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back with hour number two of Ron Cecchi today on this extended Thanksgiving Day holiday. How's that cold turkey sandwich working out for you? And our guests this hour include, from Fox News, Pete Hegseth. Also, Saturday Night Live's Victoria Jackson. She's got a new CD out. She's got a new movie out. Can talk about a lot of things. On the History Channel, there's a 8-part series called Kennedy. It was produced by director Ashton Gleckman, who, by the way, is a great musician, too. He'll be here. And in our lifestyle segment, Joyce Brewer will be talking about great gift ideas because it's the 10th anniversary of the movie Frozen, and there's a lot of toys out there from that big celebration. And that's coming up this hour with Ron Cecchi today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Cecchi today. Well, our next guest, the co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, he's an author, book back in 2016, a good book too, I might add, In the Arena, and he's a patriot. He served in the United States Army for 12 years, doing tours in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, Afghanistan, earning 2 bronze stars and a combat infantry's badge. And he's got a brand new book out right now that is fascinating. You got to get this thing called American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. Joining us right now is Pete Hegseth. Hey, Pete, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm well, Ron. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
I was watching your podcast the other night, and I just couldn't get away. I mean, it's so good, and you hit all the buttons. Let's talk about this new book. It talks about the fact that the election of Donald Trump may have been a sign of national rebirth, but the left demanding globalism, secularism, socialism, they've gone to all extents to ruin it. It's almost like, you know, you're back in the 1800s in the Civil War.
Yeah, we have some irreconcilable differences right now. These are not your daddy's Democrats.
Right.
These are not patriotic liberals. These are leftists who have taken over the Democrat Party. The only choice is to defeat them. You raised the central question of the book, which is, was 2016 the last gasp of a nation, of a country who can still win at the ballot box, meaning freedom can still win in the political realm? Or is it actually, is it the last gasp, or is it a recognition that our days are behind us? And effectively, if Trump loses, we're handing the keys over to leftists who have rejected the premise of our country. Forget Joe Biden. He's the old view. He's the nominee. The new crop of leftists who come from the indoctrination camps of our schools and our universities and our culture reject things like capitalism, like individual freedom, like equal justice, and replacing it with identity politics and social justice. They're antithetical to Americanism, which is the premise of the book as well. So we're at one of those moments.
I saw a thing on Facebook the other day that had a picture of John Kennedy. It said, "What happened to my Democratic Party?" We all know that Ronald Reagan said, "I didn't leave the Democratic Party, they left me." What is going on? I mean, is there a Democrat who can actually save the party from this new agenda, the AOCs of the world? Because in discussions with friends and, you know, associates, they consider the President Trump being a problem, but they have no alternative. They don't want to see him for Biden, but they're criticized. They have no solution.
Yeah, they're people without a home. The solution they should find is to join the Republican Party or to support the president, get past their agitation with his tweets or his civility or his tone or the way he talks, and look at what he's done. If people do that, that I think he will be reelected. But your point about John F. Kennedy, I mean, he was a tax-cutting, pro-life, anti-communist. And now we have Green New Deal, abortion on demand socialists who ultimately want to find reasons to defend the communist Chinese. Here's my worry about whether the Democrat Party can ever change, is that this is a party of their own making. Politics is downstream from culture and education. It's a lagging indicator. It catches up to where the culture is. And leftists have intentionally focused on higher education and our schools since the 60s. They seed the faculty, they seed the graduate students, then they seed the universities, then they push it all the way down. And effectively, you're teaching kids to not love the very country that they're in, that they're global citizens, not American citizens. Those kids become voters, and they become very demanding that it reflect what they believe, which is what was taught by radicals. And pretty soon, your old school Democrats are looking around and saying, I'm a person without a home because I'm not with with Comrade Cortez, but I don't know where else to go.
A lot of people will hear our talk right now. And of course, you being on Fox News, you know, you're Republican. We don't get too much into politics, Pete. The fact that this is so obvious, it doesn't make a difference if you're a Republican, Democrat, or an independent.
That's right.
This is so obvious that the Democratic Party, trying to be nonpartisan, they are just ticked off about what happened, and they're even more ticked off about what's going to happen again. It almost feels like the Joe McCarthy era, where they are just absolutely badgering day in and day out till they scare the hell out of everybody in America. Because, like you say in the book, you have to muster and motivate fellow patriots to stand ready to defend. That almost sounds like mustering, like the Civil War.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not calling for a civil war. I'm not calling for violence at all. But what I am saying is now is the time to stand up and be counted.
Right.
In 2016, you know, a lot of people pulled the lever quietly, hiding their support for President Trump. 4 years later, we know who he is, what he represents. You love him or you hate him. But you know where he stands on the issues, and he's proven it time and time again. If you're a supporter of the president, then you should be just as proud to put on a red MAGA hat as anybody who's proud of putting on an Obama sticker or something for Biden. We live in a free country. Be proud of what you stand for. If they want to call you a racist or a misogynist or whatever, let them call you that. They're just trying to intimidate you, and it shouldn't work. And the more they realize it doesn't work, the less effective they are. And that's why Trump scares them so much, because he doesn't let their criticism back him down. He's taught us how to fight. And I think that clarifies the stakes and what makes so fascinating. It'll tell us a lot about where we are as a country.
They keep on showing these national polls. Is it a tact that the Republicans are using to maybe not show that Trump is way out ahead, and they don't want to have the Republican voters become passive and not say, I don't have to vote, we got this thing snatched? That's the only thing I can come up with, because everywhere you look shows Biden really not up to speed.
Terrible, terrible candidate. I almost feel bad for Democrats, except I don't. Our founders ensured that our elections were not natural. We're not a direct democracy. National numbers don't matter. We are a republic. We have an electoral college. You have to win a certain number of states together, and that is part of the absolute brilliance of our founders. They also notoriously oversample Democrats and independents that are lookalikes of Democrats. So you get these types of numbers. They get the numbers they want to see. These same polls said the same thing in November of 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason why all the Russiagate stuff or the Obamagate stuff wasn't going to matter, is because Hillary Clinton, in the minds of everybody, had a 99% chance of winning.
Yeah.
So it was all going to be covered up. The swing state polls are the ones that matter, and right now Donald Trump has a strong lead or slightly ahead in all the ones that matter. Run up the score in California. Who cares?
Yeah.
What matters is what happens in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Ohio and Michigan and Florida, and I know that's where he's focused.
Let's go back for a second to Donald Trump's consideration you for head up the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now,
yep.
Here you are, a decorated veteran. And thank you, by the way, Pete, for your exceptional service to our country.
I appreciate that.
Why would some organizations actually try to block that?
Many organizations. Anybody who takes on the status quo is going to get the heat and the anger and the fury and the hatred of that very status quo. And when I ran Concerned Vets for America, a vets group, we agitated really hard against the status quo thinking of the VA. We put the veteran at the center to say, why don't you let a vet choose? If they want to go to the VA facility, great. But if there's a great private doctor near them and they want to choose that, great. The dollars should follow them. It's common sense to all of us, to everybody else, to the bureaucracy at the VA, to the government unions, and to the veterans groups in Washington who have long since lost their core mission of looking out for vets. Those ideas are super threatening. And so they come out with everything they have to try to trash you and prevent you from getting in a position where you could implement those changes. So, yes, when I was under consideration, it was very, very close up to the last minute. A ton of groups and people came out against me, and in my mind, that was a good sign for me because it meant you're on the target, not you're going to get along to go along, which is how Washington has worked for so long.
Pete, is there a Democrat that can save their party with this agenda that they have inherited from AOCs of the world? Is there somebody out there that sees the light?
I don't know. I'm not trying to say that to be coy. The problem is the mob of their special interest groups, of their grievance groups, of Planned Parenthood, of the ACLU, is so powerful that it forces people into certain positions even if they don't agree with them or believe them. There are some middle America Democrats who sound sort of populist tones, they're pro-life, they're pro-Second Amendment. Even then, they're forced to cater to the worst impulses of their national leaders. Plus, if you're pro-Second Amendment and pro-life in the Democrat Party today, you still have no home. I don't see it, and I don't mean that to be dismissive. I mean that to be concerning.
Pete, I liked your book, In the Arena. I don't know if you know this or not. I'm sure you do, that President Nixon had a book of the same name.
I didn't find out till I named it, and then I saw it, and I've got So I ordered Richard Nixon's book, In the Arena. It's in my library.
American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free, and it's done by our guest from Fox News, Pete Hegseth. And again, I want to thank you for your service to our country, and please come back.
Ron, I appreciate it. I'd love to. Thank you.
Very good book that Pete's come up with. And I'm sure that you're probably saying to yourself, boy, we don't hear a lot of politic talk on Ron's show, and kind of stay away from it. But every once in a while, we do invite people from both sides of the aisle to come on and talk a little bit about what's going on in the nation, especially next year with the presidential election coming up in 2024. Want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand by just hitting the icon on the homepage that says Listen Live. And now to show our versatility on the show, coming up after a break, my next guest will be one funny and strange lady, but just absolutely adorable, formerly from Saturday Night Live, Victoria Jackson. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest, she is an actress, comedian, author, musician. She's got a lot of things that's going on. She just released a music comedy album on the 10th of this month called When I Get to Nashville, with 18 songs plus some stand-up that she's done in the Music City. And she's got a film, Jingle Smells, which is executive produced by Logan Sekulo and Sean Hannity. Joining us right now from the Saturday Night Live days is Victoria Jackson. Hi, Victoria. How are you? Happy holiday.
Hi, Ron. I'm good. How are you? I'm in my car. Can you hear the beeping? I don't have my seatbelt on.
Well, that's not very safe, Victoria. You should put it on. I mean, we want you to be with us for a long, long time.
Okay, just put it on.
Okay, that's good. Hey, Victoria, welcome to the show. You've got a busy, busy schedule going there. You got a new comedy album out and this Christmas special that's streaming. First of all, tell us about the comedy album, okay?
Okay, well, I've been writing songs my whole life. Whenever I have a problem, I get therapy from writing down my problems, turning them into a song, and usually there's a resolution at the end. Like, when I was a teenager, I wrote, I turned my pimple into a beauty mark, and no one knows what really goes on beneath the black dot of my face. I'm not a disgrace anymore. I took a thick black pen, did a big red zit, and darkened it, and covered it. Now beauty mark is all that shows by my nose. So that was my early years of songwriting.
Very good.
And then, well, I'm just throwing that out there because I heard we're talking to the armed forces, and a lot of them are young.
Yes, most of them are young. That's exactly correct. And so they can relate to that.
Well, they're probably not young enough for pimples, but I wanted to give a shout-out to them. They are my heroes. Thank you for your service. You are my courageous, brave, thank you for protecting us and our freedom. We love you.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that because that is exactly the case. Now, tell us about this Christmas comedy that's coming up. Your old buddy John Schneider is in it, Jingle Smells. When you think of TV production, you don't think of Logan Sekulow, who I believe is the brother of Jay Sekulow. His band is going to be in this. And Sean Hannity, they're the producers of it.
Yeah, it's about political correctness. But I just wanted to finish telling you about my songs first.
Okay.
I know we have a short time. In my 20s, I wrote songs like Use Me, the boyfriend song, which is about looking for a husband. Those I sang on Johnny Carson, which the armed forces probably are too young to remember him. And then in my 30s, I wrote songs like Where Do You Draw the Line Between Love and Adultery? And I Am Not a Bimbo. And I sang those on Saturday Night Live. And my new album, my first album I've ever actually made with real musicians in Nashville, is about everything that happened to me since I moved here. And then, so that's what that's about. And it'll make people laugh. And, yeah. So the movie, yeah, Jingle Smells, it's a funny little movie.
It's going to stream at jinglesmells.movie, right?
Oh, I didn't even know. Nobody told me yet.
Well, I told you now because I wanted to let you know so that you could tell everybody else.
Okay.
And this is a holiday film. Not only is Jay Sekulow's band in it, but also there's a voice appearance by Governor Mike Huckabee and, of course, you. You know what I found interesting, Victoria, is that you got your start in this business with a gentleman that, see, a lot of times, on MeTV with the Rifleman, Johnny Crawford. Tell me what happened there. He saw you and he wanted to put you in his nightclub act.
He said I had a funny voice and I could do back handsprings because I was a gymnast. So So he wanted me in his nightclub act in Hollywood. And I said, well, you got to ask my parents' permission because I'm only 19. And I went off to Hollywood, and the rest is history.
Right.
But I wanted to tell you one more thing because I know our interview's almost over.
No, we got time. We got time, dear.
Oh, well, in my album and in everything I do, I always slip a Bible verse into it because I really do believe that Jesus Christ is the answer to everything. So I just want to encourage people who believe that I'm a believer and that people who maybe are seeking for truth or seeking for what true in life or what our purpose is or where we're going when we die. I recommend the Bible.
Well, that's a good recommendation. In fact, you are nominated for Best Supporting Actress by the International Christian Film Festival for your role as Alma in Lost Heart. You authored the book Is My Bow Too Big? And also wrote Lavender Hair, which was about, if I may say, your journey with breast cancer and recovery. So you should have all the reasons for feeling the way you do. Also nominated for Best Actress at the 168th Film Festival 2022 for the short film Birthday Brash. You've been one busy lady, you know that, Victoria?
Well, I'm busy for being 64. So, you know, life doesn't end when you get old, thank goodness.
That's right.
And also, I want to encourage the young people. You know, I don't know what do I want to encourage them. I love telling young people to follow their dream, and for with God, nothing is impossible. Luke 1:37. Because I didn't have any money or connections. And all my dreams came true.
You're a sweet lady, Victoria, and I think that has a great deal. I think that you talk, when you meet people like Johnny Carson, which you appeared on his show 20 times, and the Six Seasons on Saturday Night Live, I'm sure that there was an immediate attraction to your sincerity, because that's what you're about.
Well, they say in acting, if you can fake sincerity, you've got it made.
And they're right, too. You married your high school sweetheart, who was a helicopter pilot. Now, do you live down in Miami-Dade now?
No. Well, his career was 33 years, and I gave up my career so he could have his career, and I remind him of it every day.
Every day, absolutely.
But, yeah, that's the marital conflict that I write about in the first five songs on my album. But we moved to Nashville to follow our children and grandchildren.
That's great. And by the way, where can we get this new CD, Victoria?
Okay. Well, it's called When I Get to Nashville, I'm going to make the rounds. I'll do a show. It's called When I Get to Nashville, and it's available on Amazon, Spotify, or VictoriaJackson.com. I'll send you one you can hold in your hand.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Now, new music comedy album, it's out right now, and streaming on JingleSmells.movie will be the movie Jingle Smells.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it stars Victoria Jackson, John Schneider, Sean Hannity produced it. You got a lot of stuff going on. You're a busy lady. You ever get to Orlando?
Well, I have been there before for my daughter's cheerleading competition.
Oh, yeah. Universal, they do that. Hey, next time you do that, let us know, because we want to have you come over to our studio and chat a little bit more. You're a lovely lady, Victoria. I mean that sincerely.
Well, thank you. And I love you, troops. You armed forces. You're the best. You're the bomb. You slay.
Okay, and do you have your seatbelt on now, or are you out of the car?
I do. You don't hear any beeping, do you?
No, that's why I wanted to make sure that you had your seatbelt on. The beeping has gone away. What a lady you are. No more beeping. Victoria, would you join us again? You're a hoot.
Sure. That's a good idea. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dear. And have a happy holiday, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, dear. Victoria Jackson has been our guest from Saturday Night Live and so many other things. CD out and a movie come out. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. A woman on methamphetamines tried to open the emergency door on a plane 10 hours into a Korean Air flight. The flight was over the Pacific when the 26-year-old woman, high on the stimulant, became paranoid and agitated, ran to the emergency exit door and tried to force it open. Passengers say flight attendants wrestled her to the floor and restrained her. Airport police took her into custody when the plane landed safely several hours later. Cops reportedly had her tested and determined she was high on methamphetamine. It's apparently the third time this year that a passenger has tried to open an emergency door on a Korean flight. A project manager, Tavis Rogers, fired by Newmont Mining Corporation for missing a COVID-19 vaccination deadline, has filed a lawsuit alleging religious discrimination. Rogers, employed for 7 months, raised concerns about the vaccination requirement issued in November 2021. He sought permission to work remotely instead of getting vaccinated, but the lawsuit claims the company did not accommodate his request, leading to his termination. Skip Kelly, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And if you're listening a couple of weeks ago, former CBS News anchor Dan Rather on talking about his experience 60 years ago, this November 22nd, 1963, when he was at Dallas, Texas, during the assassination on that dreadful day of President John F. Kennedy. And now we have a gentleman here that actually is a music prodigy. He's penned a lot of great compositions for movie scores, including The Hills I Call Home and We Shall Not Die Now. And he has a special that he has directed that is on the History Channel called Kennedy. It's an 8-part docuseries with 70 new interviews with historians, family members. Joining us right now is Ashton Gluckman. Hi, Ashton. How are you? And welcome to the show.
I am doing great. How are you? It's great to be here.
Well, I'm doing terrific. And you know, Ashton, after all the millions of words and books and everything about the legacy of the Kennedy family, and in particular John F. Kennedy, hard to believe 60 years ago, November 22nd, was the assassination. What could you possibly find that is new and pick up an 8-part series that new interviews, new twists, new film clips? I mean, this is kind of fascinating.
Well, I think the key for me was trying my best to take a step away from, I think, what all of us are very familiar with. I mean, when I got to over 100 documentaries that have been made in 60 years about the Kennedy assassination in some way, or books, or other things, I think it's still a fascination with us because we're still frustrated with how something like that could have happened. We had this president. What guided us to perhaps the most dangerous moment in American history with the Cuban Missile Crisis, and yet he's shot in the middle of the streets in Dallas. And thus, after that, we have, of course, the Vietnam War. We have Watergate. We have the assassinations of MLK and RFK. So I think it's a frustrating aspect for us. How could this have happened? But in order to understand that, we need to go back to who John Kennedy was and the life he lived. And also what I came to really be fascinated by is how the coming of age of Kennedy, how the Kennedy that we now know as the iconic JFK with the suit and the tie and the glasses, that didn't just come about. That started in Boston in 1917. And of course, you know, the character that he develops in the war, fighting in the war, P2-109, all the way through to the sort of political ambition that put him on the political scene in Boston politics as a congressman, as a senator. It's hard to understand Kennedy truly without understanding these key moments that are less known about. So the series spends half of its time before he even becomes president. And then once we do get into the presidency, I really try to take a very intimate lens and follow him, you know, inside the Oval Office in a very day-to-day fashion, some of the things he was encountering along the way.
We talked before we went on the air, ladies and gentlemen, about the fact that I've been studying the Kennedy assassination since 1973, going to seminars and a lot of things of that nature, even have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. But I often found that Kennedy was a mixture of ingredients, because he actually wasn't the Kennedy family's, or Joe Kennedy in particular's, first choice for president. Of course, after the death of Joe Kennedy, then he inherited that. But do you think, Ashton, that the promise of tomorrow for John F. Kennedy, and I say this with all due respect, okay, is more than what might have really happened? Because there's a lot of speculation as to what would have happened in Vietnam, what would have happened different.
What's fascinating is I want to use one example. LBJ, of course, passes the Civil Rights Act
right.
that Kennedy proposes. And the question is, could that have been passed by Kennedy?
Right.
And the reality is, it either wouldn't have been passed or it was much more difficult to pass if Kennedy had remained in office and had not been assassinated. And also, one very serious thing to consider is the fact that, unfortunately, I think it's because of the assassination, partly because, majorly because, that the Civil Rights Act was allowed to be passed in 1964. It was really the blood of what happened that really led to Johnson being able to sway the Congress towards supporting that act. You know, and for example, the space program, LBJ respectively carried on the space program as a legacy piece to Kennedy. So, you know, there is a lot of debate about it. The one thing I do want to say, though, and I just wanted my personal opinion, I do not believe that Kennedy would have sent combat troops into Vietnam. Having learned everything I learned about Kennedy and about how he acted in various crises and about how he developed, I think he was seriously skeptical about the war in Asia. I think he was seriously skeptical about the complex that was surrounding him, that the military leaders, all the people that were there. So I do not believe he would have escalated the war. But again, there's no way of knowing that, and I think there's only so far we can go with alternate history, because what happened, happened. But again, that's part of why we're still interested in it, because we think about what could have happened had he lived.
I totally agree with you. I think that the Civil Rights Act, you know, would have trouble getting through, and I totally agree with the Vietnam situation, which I really feel was one of the reasons that there was a distaste, if you will, with the war machine who wanted to go in there, and Lyndon Johnson certainly proved that. Let's talk a little bit about the other side of the coin. There's so much in politics today. You can't even look at a female without, you know, the whole thing coming crashing down on you. How do you think you would have survived that? Because obviously the press was very, very kind.
Yeah. And again, this is a reality about politics. The womanizing that Kennedy did, clearly, this was something that the press very intentionally looked at. This was a reality of very often these upper class politicians in Washington, so much so that neither side, the Democrats or the Republicans, used it as a weapon against the other, because they were really all, many of them were doing this. And it was reckless. It was, you have this person who has tremendous courage, tremendous insight, is really has a remarkable mind, Kennedy did, but he also made really bad decisions in that regard when it comes to his personal life. So again, this is part of the character of this human being who is very three-dimensional. He right. did remarkable things and, you know, inspired this whole generation, but there are realities that we have to also appreciate and come to grips with in order to see the full picture. History is not easy. History is not two-dimensional. It's complicated, and we sort of have to digest it all.
I'd be remiss, Ashton, if I didn't ask you that. I certainly know why you interviewed Chris Matthews. I know Chris. He's a huge Kennedy fan, but I was a little bewildered with Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien was born in Brookline, where Kennedy was born. He went to Harvard, where Kennedy went to college. He comes from that Irish Catholic heritage. He grew up with Kennedy as sort of a very legendary figure amongst the Irish Catholic, you know. And then also, he, interestingly enough, was on the board of the Kennedy Library Foundation for many, many years. And that's actually how I learned about him and his relationship to Kennedy's. And as soon as I reached out to him, within 4 hours, we had an interview scheduled. And you could tell, you know, when I sat down with him, how much he had always really wanted to talk about his interest in the Kennedys, and specifically JFK.
Yeah.
His interest is very, very oriented around JFK and his impact on the sort of Irish Catholic experience in the U.S., because every Irish person often had a portrait of Kennedy in their home.
Mm-hmm.
He was very much so a figure, very central to those people, and his trip to Ireland in 1963 is really a staple of that.
No doubt. I want to talk just very briefly about a show that is the next documentary, which is Agent Number 9. I can't wait to see this either, Ashton. I've got to be very honest with you. It's about Secret Service Agent Clint Hill, who served under Eisenhower, Johnson, Kennedy, Nixon, Ford. But he was also, of course, remembered as the Secret Service agent that jumped on the trunk after the bullet hit John Kennedy and saved Jacqueline Kennedy from actually probably falling off. When will that be out? He's up in years, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, he's 91 now, and I filmed him for around 16 hours in April. And remarkable individual who literally is the real-life Forrest Gump, the amount of places he has been and seen and the people he's spent time with. And I mean, he knew all these people personally. He knew JFK, he knew Jackie, spent time with the kids. Of course, LBJ, he became the head of the Secret Service detail during the height of Vietnam, and he was on the White House lawn when Nixon left the White House. But that film will likely be out next year, and I'm hoping for do a festival run with the film and bring it around. And there's no distribution yet locked in place, but I'm really excited about it. It's a very intimate film that really dives into the personal experience through history.
Yeah.
So it's in many ways it complements Kennedy, but it's its own piece in and of itself about this extraordinary guy.
I can't wait to see it. Ashton, one of these days we want to have you back, because I know you're on a busy schedule, to talk about your music career, which is fascinating in itself. But I do want to make mention of the fact that the History Channel presents Kennedy. It's an 8-part docuseries. And it's the brainchild of our guest, who's director, Ashton Gluckman. And Ashton, great job. It's the 60th anniversary, November 22nd, of the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Ashton, would you come back and join us again and talk about music and hopefully about the Clint Hill Show?
It would absolutely be a pleasure. I look forward to the next one.
I do, too. Thank you, my friend, for joining us, and we'll be watching, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It never ends. The thirst from the general public to know and understand what happened on November 22nd, 1963, 60 years ago, has never ended. And this is a good documentary. I saw it. I think you'll enjoy it, too. It premiered last week. It's streaming right now on the History Channel, and it is called Kennedy. Our guest has been its director, Ashton Gleckman. And we're going to pause for a moment. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We're back with our lifestyle portion of our show today, talking about gifts for Christmas for the kids. It is hard to believe that the motion picture, Frozen, iconic Disney film, is now 10 years old. I just can't believe that. And joining us right now is a parenting blogger, an Emmy Award-winning storyteller, and an author, and the founder of MommyTalkShow.com. And she knows everything there is to know about this 10th anniversary. Joyce Brewer joins us. Hi, Joyce. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I am great, and I'm delighted to be here and talk to you about all things Frozen.
You know, I can't believe it's 10 years old. I mean, that's a real shocker.
It's a shocker to me, too, because my son was 3 when this film came out, and he is now 13.
Wow.
And I remember how much him and his friends, you know, loved watching it then, how much they love watching it now. It's really a film that kind of just spans the lifetime of the little fans who got into it as well as us bigger fans who still love it.
This is going to be a phenomenon like Cinderella and all of those great Disney movies of, you know, in the 40s. I mean, this is going to be around for a long, long time. Well, what are you doing? And I know you've teamed up with Disney to celebrate this 10th anniversary. There's a lot of things going on and a lot of great ideas for the holiday season coming up that are related to the Frozen brand.
Exactly. So millions of fans worldwide, they fell in love with the characters from Frozen, the powerful message, and the iconic soundtrack when Disney's Frozen first hit theaters in 2013.
Wow.
The film showed the power of the bond shared between sisters and the importance of staying true to yourself. Now Disney is celebrating a decade of this global phenomenon, and it has new product offerings for fans of all ages.
Now, I originate this show in Orlando, Florida, and have for the past 33 years. So obviously our neighbors right down the street. Will they be doing anything at the Disney World and Disneyland?
That is a really good question. I would recommend that people go to the Disney website to, you know, get the best information on the schedule for those. But what we can tell you about is some of the iconic dolls and figurines and interactive sets that, you know, people are going to want to shop this holiday season. So let's start by talking about Anna and Elsa, because they are the famous sisters,
right,
who, you know, are iconic for this film. And we know that Frozen holds a special bond in the hearts of siblings everywhere. So fans are going to love the 10th anniversary Anna and Elsa collector's dolls from Mattel, because it captures the Frozen sisters in sparkling detail. Each of them comes in a signature outfit, and the pack comes in a gorgeous box with the Disney collector logo and Frozen colors. It's really a dream come true for older fans, and if you're looking for gift ideas for younger fans of Frozen this holiday season, they can check out the Disney I Love You Forever dolls, inspired by everyone's favorite summer-loving snowman, Olaf. The dolls are from Jack's Pacific and are perfect for kids ages 6 and up who are ready to dive into the world of Frozen.
And you got a lot of things going on with the Legos. A magical carousel by the Lego and the STEM building sets for educational fun.
Exactly. Those are really interactive, and kids can, you know, bring them with them if they're visiting a friend, you know, use them on a play date. And even, you know, the Anna and Elsa magical carousel set from Legos, that can even sit in your child's, you know, bedroom. They're going to love it that much. It's inspired by Elsa's ice castle. It comes with 4 mini figurines from the Frozen characters, Anna, Elsa, Olaf, and Kristoff. It doubles as room decor, and it's available at shopdisney.com for under $20. You also mentioned the magnetic tiles. So Disney Frozen Castle magnetic tile set is also interactive because it's inspired by the memorable scene where Elsa builds her own ice castle. With this set, kids can build a castle of their dreams with over 50 building tiles of different shapes.
Wow. When you're young, you don't really know this. I mean, I went through it, that you get all of the stuff, and then you think, well, you know, that's great. But if you really are sharp and you know a little bit about history, sometimes you keep this stuff, and it really becomes valuable. And I'm sure that some of this stuff, maybe 40 years from now, are going to be like collector's items, like so many things in the past have been. Let's talk about the clothes aspect of it, too.
Exactly. When it comes to fashion, for the last 10 years, kids have loved the fashion styles of sisters Anna and Elsa. And the apparel brand Janie and Jack drew inspiration from that with their newest clothing line for toddlers. The line includes a beautiful Anna-style blue velvet dress, and the Anna cape provides an extra layer of protection for braving the cold, because the cold shouldn't bother us anyway, right?
Right. Is there any plans for, like, re-releasing it or another episode?
I'm asking about Frozen 3, and all I can say is stay soon. Ooh. When Disney is ready to make an announcement about Frozen 3, believe me, you will hear about it. We will tell you about it. You'll be able to see it online. But that is a very popular question. I have that same question, and I'm ready for Frozen 3 whenever Disney's ready to tell us about it.
Oh, I'm sure they will, too. Tell us about this MommyTalkShow.com that you're doing. It's a great podcast.
Exactly. So I started my blog when my son was just 9 months old. I would just review products and answer questions that I had as a new mom. And since I've had the blog, it's kind of, you know, evolved and developed just like he has. We talk about his food allergies. We talk about some emotional things that kids deal with, also keeping them safe online. So I do my best to just keep my fans and my followers informed. I'm very transparent, even with things that I'm struggling with, and letting my fans know, hey, we are all in this mess of parenthood together, and we're trying to figure it out and find the best solutions that we can.
Well, let me give you a secret, okay, Joyce? I've been a parent for a long time, and I have two grandchildren. One is 10, and one is 8. I have not figured it out. Okay, so it's a long, hard road. Tell us if the book, What You Know, A Business Idea Guide for Moms, is still available, too.
Yes, I do have that on MommyTalkShow.com. I have an e-book called Use What You Know, A Business Idea Guide for Moms. I had so many moms asking me, you know, about my journey as a career and things that they could do to work part-time or work from home. So I created an e-book for moms that they could use for themselves.
That's great. Now, where can we go for more information about this 10th year anniversary? I just can't comprehend that. It's unbelievable. And get all the stuff that you're talking about and even more.
No problem. Before we go, we do want to let fans know, fans of all ages who love Frozen, that there's a charming ear headband that they can sport from Loungefly. It's available on Shop Disney. It's blue. It features the artwork of the beloved sisters Anna and Elsa on each ear with snowflake detail. And you can even pair it with a matching Frozen Loungefly mini backpack. And if your listeners want more information about where to shop these amazing styles, they can go to select retailers and shopdisney.com.
Boy, I tell you, sounds like a winner. You couldn't be here at a better time because, you know, in a couple of weeks, a good Christmas shopping starts. My granddaughter will go crazy over this. You have just helped me so much. You have no idea. I appreciate that, Joyce.
You are welcome, Ron. I'm so glad we got you covered and you know where to shop for this holiday season.
Absolutely. Our guest has been parenting blogger, Emmy Award-winning storyteller, and she has, of course, her blog, MommyTalkShow.com, and we're talking about Frozen's 10th anniversary, now in progress. Joyce, thank you for joining us. We look forward to your return, okay?
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
You too. Boy, she knows her stuff. It kind of helps guys like me know what to do for their grandchildren coming up here. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
on this Thanksgiving Day extended weekend, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to thank our guests for being on the show, too. From Shanana Bowser, actress Sharon Gless, the very talented and buddy of mine, Tony Danza. From Hawaii, Mike White. And from Fox News, Pete Hegseth, actress and comedian and musician Victoria Jackson, Ashton Gleckman, and Joyce Brewer. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today on the first weekend of December. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.